Trinadapi sunichena taror iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari hare nama hare nama hare nama eva kevalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. Jai Krishna Das, Vanchaka Patarubhyascha, Kripasindubhyaya Cha, Patitanang Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namaha. So today, we're going to study the Antya Leela, chapter number 1, Srila Rupa Goswami's second meeting with the Lord. This is a very nectarian chapter, very sweet. Are we ready to start? Do you want to wait? All right. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I have found another nectarian chapter. I always select these chapters with Leelavati in mind. I select these chapters because of their sweetness. So Antya Leela, chapter number 1. Srila Rupa Goswami's second meeting with the Lord. Yes. Yes. Jai Krishna Das, you are ready? A summary of the first chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya as follows. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan, all his devotees from other parts of India, upon receiving the auspicious news, came to Purushottam Kshetra or Jagannath Puri. Shivananda Sen took a dog with him and even paid fees for it to cross the river. One night, however, the dog could not get any food and therefore went directly to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri. The next day, when Shivananda Sen and his party reached Jagannath Puri, Shivananda Sen saw the dog eating some coconut pulp offered to it by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. After this incident, the dog was liberated and went back home, back to Godhead. Meanwhile, Srila Rupa Goswami reached Bengal after returning from Vrindavan. Although he could not follow the Bengali devotees, after some time, he also came to Jagannath Puri, where he stayed with Haridas Thakur. Srila Rupa Goswami composed an important verse beginning with the words Priya Soyam, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu relished it very much. One day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ramananda Roy, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and others went to the place of Haridas Thakur and heard some of the verses Rupa Goswami had composed for his books, Lalita Madhav and Vidagdha Madhav. After examining the manuscripts of these two books, Ramananda Roy approved and appreciated them very much. After the period of Chaturmasya, all the devotees who had come from Bengal returned to their homes. Srila Rupa Goswami, however, remained at Jagannath Puri for some time. So let's do the Sanskrit together. Okay? Together. Pongum langayate shailam mukam avartayech chutim yat kripatam ahang vande Krishna Chaitanya Ishwaram. I offer my respectful obeisances to Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a lame man can cross over a mountain and a dumb man recite Vedic literatures. There's another Sanskrit verse, let's do it. Durgame patimain dasya skalat pada gater muhu swakripa yashti danena santak santvalvalambanam. My path is very difficult. I am blind, and my feet are slipping again and again. Therefore, may the saints help me by granting me the stick of their mercy as my support. I pray to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis, Sri Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath, Sri Jiva Gopal Bhatta, and Das Raghunath, so that all impediments to my writing this literature will be annihilated and my real desire will be fulfilled. Purport. Yes, this is Krishnadas Kaviraj. Exactly. If one wants to benefit, this is Prabhupada's purport. If one wants to benefit the entire world, he will certainly find persons like hogs and pigs who will put forward many impediments. That is natural. But if a devotee seeks shelter at the lotus feet of the six Goswamis, the merciful Goswamis will certainly give the Lord's servitor all protection. It is not astonishing that impediments are placed before those who are spreading the Krishna consciousness movement all over the world. Nevertheless, if we adhere to the lotus feet of the six Goswamis and pray for their mercy, all impediments will be annihilated, and the transcendental devotional desire to serve the Supreme Lord will be fulfilled. So that is something we can all take note of, because all of us, at whatever level, we are trying to spread the Krishna consciousness movement. Doesn't matter. You are part of this movement. At some stage, at some level, you are spreading the Krishna consciousness movement. So there will be impediments, but Prabhupada is giving us the key. Take shelter of the six Goswamis. One day, what is that? Yes, very good, Leelavati. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako. Vande Rupa Sanatana Raguyago Sri Jiva Gopalako. Text number 5 is a nice Sanskrit prayer. Let's do it together. Jayatang Sarathau Pangor Mama Manda Mater Gati Matsaravasva Padam Pojao Radha Madana Mohanao. Glory to the All Merciful Radha and Madana Mohan. I am lame and ill advised, yet they are my directors, and their lotus feet are everything to me. And then the next one together. Okay, go ahead, Rupal.
Yeah.
in the temple of jewels in Vrindavan, underneath a desire tree, Sri Sri Radha Govinda, served by their most confidential associates, sit upon an effulgent throne. I offer my humble obeisances unto them. Sri Srila Gopinath, who originated the transcendental mellow of the rasa dance, stands on the shore at Vangshivat and attracts the attention of the cowherd damsels with the sound of his celebrated flute. May they all confer upon us their benediction. Together, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to Lord Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Acharya. And all glories to all the devotees of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I have briefly described the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, known as the Madhya Lila. Now I shall attempt to describe something about his last pastimes, which are known as Antya Lila. I have briefly described the Antya Lila within the description of the Madhya Lila. I am now almost an invalid because of old age, and I know that at any moment I may die. Therefore, I have already described some portions of the Antya Lila. Now, Krishnadas Kaviraj has just admitted, but according to Srila Prabhupada, all of us at any moment are about to die. All right, let's take a look at the purport. Following in the footsteps of Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, I, meaning Srila Prabhupada, am trying to translate Srimad Bhagavatam as quickly as possible. However, knowing myself to be an old man and almost an invalid because of rheumatism? Yes. I have already translated the essence of all literatures, the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, as a summary study in English. What book is that? Krishna book. Now I am 78, and so my death is imminent. I am trying to finish the translation of Srimad Bhagavatam as soon as possible. But before finishing it, I have given my readers the book Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so that if I die before finishing the whole task, they may enjoy this book, which is the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Prabhupada was 78. He was born in 1896. So this purport was written sometime in 1974 or 75. All right. And he only got as far as 10th canto, chapter 13, was the last chapter of Bhagavatam Prabhupada translated. 10th canto, chapter 13, was the last chapter. After that, the Bhagavatam was finished by Hridayananda, Dravida, and Gopi Puranadana. Those three finished the Bhagavatam. Okay? And Gopi Puranadana just passed away within the last 2 weeks. But Dravida and Ramananda. Gopi Puranadana, Prabhupada's disciple, he joined in the Brooklyn Temple, and he spent many, many years in Vrindavan. He also did some preaching in China. I'm sure if you go on the internet, especially ISKCON Desire Tree, you know ISKCON Desire Tree? I'm sure you'll find much about Gopi Puranadana. Shall we continue? And Dravida and Hridayananda are still living. In accordance with the synopsis previously written, I shall describe in detail whatever I have not mentioned, Krishnadas Kaviraj says. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan, Swarup Damodar Goswami immediately sent news of the Lord's arrival to the devotees in Bengal. Upon hearing this news, Mother Shachi and all the other devotees of Navadvip were very joyful, and they all departed together for Neelachal, Jagannath Puri. Thus, all the devotees of Kulinagram and Sri Kanda, as well as Advaita Acharya, came together to meet Shivananda Sen. So who remembers what special service Lord Chaitanya gave to the devotees of Kulinagram in terms of Rath Yatra? He gave them a special service. Not a flag. You're getting in the right ballpark. Yes. Silken ropes. Very good, Leelavati, because you were going. Silken ropes. Because after that first Rath Yatra, Lord Chaitanya said, look at these ropes. They're inferior. So he gave them the service. You bring every year very good quality silken ropes to pull the carts. All right. Text number 16. Shivananda Sen arranged for the journey. He maintained everyone and provided residential quarters. While going to Jagannath Puri, Shivananda Sen allowed a dog to go with him. He supplied it food to eat and maintained it. One day, when they needed to cross a river, an Orissan boatman would not allow the dog to get in the boat. Shivananda Sen, unhappy that the dog had to stay behind, paid the boatman 10 panna of conch shells to take the dog across the river. So, Rupal, you are a CPA. What does this incident tell you about human nature?
That we are attached to our dogs.
Yes. Money can pretty much buy you anything, especially in Kali Yuga. And it says in the Bhagavatam predicts that in Kali Yuga, no money, no justice. Whoever can pay, either by bribing or getting expert lawyer, if you don't have money, forget about getting justice. It's sad. Yes. Purport. One panna is 80 kadis or small conch shells. Formerly, even 50 or 60 years ago, there was no paper currency in India. Coins were generally made not out of base metal, but of gold, silver, and copper. In other words, the medium of exchange was really something valuable. 4 pieces of cuddy made 1 ganda, and 20 such gandas equaled 1 panna. This cuddy was also used as a medium of exchange. Therefore, Shivananda Sen paid for the dog with dasha panna, or 80 times 10 pieces of cuddy. In those days, 1 paisa was also subdivided into small conch shells. But at the present moment, the prices for commodities have gone so high that there is nothing one can get in exchange for only 1 paisa. Like today, what can you get for a penny? You know? With 1 paisa in those days, however, one could purchase sufficient vegetables to provide for a whole family. Even 30 years ago, vegetables were occasionally so inexpensive that 1 paisa's worth could provide for a whole family for a day. Text number 20. One day, while Shivananda was detained by a tollman, his servant forgot to give the dog its cooked rice. Now, cooked rice means cooked in ghee, not boiled rice. That means the rice is first, like when you make halva, you first fry the geese, the grains in butter. This was the first prep I learned how to make in the temple. No, halava I learned on my own at home before, but when I joined the temple, when I started to cook, the first thing I was learned was cooked rice. You put the butter, you melt the butter, you put in your spices, then you throw in your rice and you let them just get golden brown. Then you slap in your water. Best. So that's the rice the dog was getting. Wow. Okay? At night, when Sivananda Sen returned and was taking his meal, he inquired from the servant whether the dog had gotten its meals. When he learned that the dog had not been supplied food in his absence, he was very unhappy. He then immediately sent 10 men to find the dog. Now, I find this incident interesting because we read the story of Bharat Maharaj, who was attached to the deer. And Bharat Maharaj is condemned for being attached to the deer. But here, it's different. So, I don't know how it's different, but it's different. He's very attached to this dog. So let's see. But that's, I find, interesting. When the men returned without success, Sivananda Sen became very unhappy and fasted for the night. So you would think it's only a dog. But in America, Sivananda Sen would, yes, this is correct. Sivananda Sen is very good. In the morning, they looked for the dog, but it could not be found anywhere. All the Vaishnavas were astonished. Purport. Sivananda Sen's attachment to the dog was a great boon for that animal. The dog appears to have been a street dog, since it naturally began to follow Sivananda Sen while he was going to Jagannath Puri with his party. He accepted it into his party and maintained it the same way he was maintaining the other devotees. It appears that although on one occasion the dog was not allowed aboard a boat, Sivananda did not leave the dog behind, but paid more money just to induce the boatmen to take the dog across the river. Then when the servant forgot to feed the dog and the dog disappeared, Sivananda, being very anxious, sent 10 men to find it. When they could not find it, Sivananda observed a fast. Thus it appears that somehow or other, Sivananda had become attached to the dog. As will be evident from the following verses, the dog got the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and was immediately promoted to Vaikuntha to become an eternal devotee. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has therefore sung, Tumite Thakura Tomara Kukula Baliya Jana Hamore. He thus offers to become the dog of a Vaishnava. There are many other instances in which the pet animal of a Vaishnava was delivered back home to Vaikuntha Loka, back to Godhead. Such is the benefit of somehow or other becoming the favorite of a Vaishnava. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has also sung, Kita Janma Hau Yata Tua Das. There is no harm in taking birth again and again. Our only desire should be to take birth under the care of a Vaishnava. Fortunately, we had the opportunity to be born of a Vaishnava father who took care of us very nicely. So that's, what was Prabhupada's father's name? Gaur Mohan Day. And his mother's name was Radharani, I think. Yeah. He prayed to Srimati Radharani that in the future we would become a servant of the eternal consort of Sri Krishna. Yeah. His father prayed for him. Thus, somehow or other, we are now engaged in that service. We may conclude that even as dogs, we must take shelter of a Vaishnava. The benefit will be the same as that which accrues to an advanced devotee under a Vaishnava's care. Next, text number 25. Thus, in great anxiety, they all walked to Jagannath Puri, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met them as usual. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with them to see the Lord in the temple, and on that day he also took lunch in the company of all those devotees. As previously, the Lord provided them all with residential quarters, and the next morning all the devotees came to see the Lord. When all the devotees came to the place of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they saw the same dog sitting a little apart from the Lord. Furthermore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was throwing remnants of green coconut pulp to the dog. Smiling in his own way, he was saying to the dog, "Chant the holy names Ram, Krishna, and Hari." Seeing the dog eating the green coconut pulp and chanting Krishna, Krishna again and again, all the devotees present were very surprised. When he saw the dog sitting in that way and chanting the name of Krishna, Shivananda, because of his natural humility, immediately offered his obeisances to the dog, just to counteract his offenses to it. So at this stage, I would like to offer my obeisances to all the devotees here and online. Vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyayevacha patitanang bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. The next day, no one saw that dog, for it had obtained its spiritual body and departed for Vaikuntha, the spiritual kingdom. Purport. This is the result of Sadhu Sangha. Consequent association with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and promotion back home to Godhead. This result is possible even for a dog by the mercy of the Vaishnava. Therefore, everyone in the human form of life should be induced to associate with devotees. By rendering a little service, even by eating prasadam, what to speak of chanting and dancing, everyone can be promoted to Vaikuntha Loka. It is therefore requested that all our devotees in the ISKCON community become pure Vaishnavas, so that by their mercy, all the people of the world will be transferred to Vaikuntha Loka, even without their knowledge. So, Rupal, may you become a pure devotee, like your parents, and deliver all the fallen conditioned souls. Everyone should be given a chance to take prasadam, and thus be induced to chant the holy names Hare Krishna, and also dance in ecstasy. By these three processes, although performed without knowledge or education, even an animal went back to Godhead. So this is the greatness of our Krishna consciousness movement. Now you're asking a question. Now you want me to speculate. I have no explanation. That's why I said that. She said, so therefore Bharat Maharaj was not a devotee? No, because he was the son of God. He was the son of Rishabhdev.
Yeah, no, I know he was a devotee, but I'm saying it like, so then why was it
that? That's a question that there may be several opinions and understandings which I'm not prepared, I cannot say definitively. That is a question for people like Dravida, Mukunda Dutt, P. people who are more advanced, not to Shudra Mahajan. I know when I can answer and when I cannot. Shall we continue? Is Dwarkadish here? But you're also multitasking. All right. Yes, Prabhu. Such are the transcendental pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the son of Mother Shachi. He even delivered a dog simply by inducing it to chant the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna. Okay, before we go to the next part, now we're going to go to the next section of this chapter. Let's do a quick kirtan. Quick. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, 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 Rakshaman. Krishna, 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 Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rama Raghava, Rakshamam. Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Pahimam. All right, let us now go to the next section of this wonderful chapter. Meanwhile, following the order of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Srila Rupa Goswami returned to Vrindavan. He desired to write dramas concerning the pastimes of Lord Krishna. In Vrindavan, Rupa Goswami began to write a drama. In particular, he composed the introductory verses to invoke good fortune. Purport. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur quotes from the Nataka Chandrika, wherein it is written, I'm not going to do the Sanskrit. The introductory portion of a drama, which is written to invoke good fortune, is called Nandi Shloka. Okay? Text number 36. On his way to Gauda Desh, Rupa Goswami had been thinking of how to write the action of the drama. Thus, he had made some notes and began to write. In this way, the two brothers, Rupa and Anupam, reached Bengal. But when they arrived there, Anupam died. Purport. Formerly, when a person died, it was commonly said that he had attained the shelter of Mother Ganges. Even if he did not die on the bank of the Ganges, it is customary among Hindus to carry a dying person to a nearby bank of the Ganges. For if one dies on the bank of the Ganges, his soul is considered to reach the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu, wherefrom the Ganges flows. So now we know something about Mother Ganga. Rupa Goswami then departed to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for he was very eager to see him. There was some delay because of the death of Anupam, and therefore when Rupa Goswami went to Bengal to see the devotees there, he could not get in touch with them because they had already left. In the province of Orissa, there is a place known as Satyabhama Pura. Srila Rupa Goswami rested for a night in that village on his way to Jagannath Puri. Rupa, who is Satyabhama? Yes, very good. Purport, there is a place known as Satyabhama Pura in the district of Cuttack in Orissa. It is near the village known as Jankadeepura. Text 41. While resting in Satyabhama Pura, he dreamed that a celestial, beautiful woman came before him and very mercifully gave him the following order. Write a separate drama about me, she said. By my mercy, it will be extraordinarily beautiful. So who appeared to him in a dream? Satyabhama. Very good. After having that dream, Srila Rupa Goswami considered, it is the order of Satyabhama that I write a separate drama for her. I have brought together in one work all the pastimes performed by Lord Krishna in Vrindavan and in Dwaraka. Now I shall have to divide them into two dramas. Thus absorbed in thought, he quickly reached Jagannath Puri. When he arrived, he approached the hut of Haridas Thakur. Out of affectionate love and mercy, Haridas Thakur told Srila Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already informed me that you would come here. After seeing the Upalabhog ceremony at the Jagannath Temple, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would regularly come to see Haridas every day. That's so nice, huh? Haridas could not go to see Jagannath. Jagannath was coming to see him every day. Golden Jagannath. Thus, he suddenly arrived there. When the Lord arrived, Rupa Goswami immediately offered his obeisances. Haridas informed the Lord, this is Rupa Goswami offering you obeisances. And the Lord embraced him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then sat down with Haridas and Rupa Goswami. They inquired from one another about auspicious news and then continued to talk together for some time. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired about Sanatan Goswami, Rupa Goswami replied, I did not meet him. I came by the path on the bank of the Ganges, whereas Sanatan Goswami came by the public road. Therefore, we did not meet. It's just like someone may say, oh, I came by the 405. No, I came by the 91. Two different ways. You might get to the same place, but you, different path. In Prayag, I heard that he had already gone to Vrindavan. Rupa Goswami next informed the Lord about the death of Anupam. After allotting residential quarters there to Rupa Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left. Then all of the Lord's personal associates met Srila Rupa Goswami. On the next day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again met Rupa Goswami, and with great mercy, the Lord introduced him to all the devotees. Srila Rupa Goswami offered his respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of them all, and all the devotees, by their mercy, embraced him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Advaita Acharya and Nityananda Prabhu, "You should both show your mercy wholeheartedly to Rupa Goswami. May Rupa Goswami, by your mercy, become so powerful that he will be able to describe the transcendental mellows of devotional service." Thus, Rupa Goswami became the object of love and affection for all the devotees of the Lord, including those who came from Bengal and those who resided in Orisha. Every day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go to see Rupa Goswami, and whatever prasadam he received from the temple, he would deliver it to Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur. Yes, and the reason is they were considered Muslim, because when they were government ministers, right, they even had to adopt Muslim names. Yes, Dabir Khas Sakaram Malik. And although they came from Brahmin family, South Indian Brahmin family, because they accepted those posts in the Muslim government, the Brahmins kicked them out. No. They were extricated from the Brahminical society. So
they're not really like Muslim by birth. Like
no, but they were considered.
Because of their posts.
Yes. But now they have retired. Now they're like Babaji's. But still, that scar is on them. So out of humility, they did not force the issue. Okay? He would talk for some time with them both and then leave to perform his new time duties. In this way, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dealings with them continued every day. Thus, receiving the transcendental favor of the Lord, Srila Rupa Goswami felt unlimited pleasure. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, taking all his devotees with him, performed the Gundicha Marjan, washing and cleansing of the Gundicha temple, he went to the garden known as Aitota and accepted prasadam at a picnic within the garden. When Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami saw that all the devotees were accepting prasadam and chanting the holy name of Hari, they both were greatly pleased. When they received the remnants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prasadam through Govinda, they respected it, and then they both began to dance in ecstasy. On the next day, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to see Srila Rupa Goswami, the omniscient Lord spoke as follows. "Do not try to take Krishna out of Vrindavan, for he does not go anywhere else at any time." Here's a nice verse. Let's say it together. Krishnonyo yadu sambhuto yak puranasostya tak para Vrindavanang parityajya sakvachin naiva gachyati. So that last two lines. Vrindavanang parityajya svakachin naiva gachyati. That Krishna, known as Yadu Kumar, is Vasudev Krishna. Is Dwarkadish here? Vasudev Krishna. He is different from the Krishna who is the son of Nanda Maharaj. Yadu Kumar Krishna manifests his pastimes in the cities of Mathura and Dvaraka. But Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, never at any time leaves Vrindavan. What's that? Yes? Yes? Yes. Simultaneously one indifferent. That is the answer to every question. So there's only one God, there's only one Krishna, but at the same time, the Krishna in Vrindavan is different from the Krishna in Dwaraka. Because when the gopis met Krishna at Kurukshetra, even if Krishna had invited them to come back with him to Dwarka, they would not have gone. Especially Srimati Radharani. And that we already studied, and we might study again in this chapter. Radharani uses this term too. Oh, this is Yadu Kumar. Where is the Krishna playing the flute? Where is the Yamuna? So Radharani wants that form of Krishna. She doesn't want this form. Krishna in Dwarka, Yadu Kumar, or Vasudev Krishna, looks differently. It's Krishna, but looks differently. Yes, because the Yadu dynasty resides in Dwarka. Okay? And Vasudev means the son of Vasudev. Yes? So that's... Now, we're okay? You understand? We can proceed? So this verse is included in Laghu Bhagavatamrita by Srila Rupa Goswami. After saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to perform his noontime duties, leaving Srila Rupa Goswami somewhat surprised. Satyabhama ordered me to write two different dramas, Srila Rupa Goswami thought. Now I understand that this order has been confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Formerly, I wrote the two dramas as one composition. Now I shall divide it and describe the incidents in two separate works. I shall write two separate invocations of good fortune and two introductions. Let me think deeply about the matter and then describe two different sets of incidents. Purport. The two works are the Vidugdha Madhav and the Lalita Madhav. The Vidugdha Madhav describes pastimes in Vrindavan, and the Lalita Madhav describes pastimes in Dwaraka and Mathura. During the Ratiyatra ceremony, Rupa Goswami saw Lord Jagannath. He also saw Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing and chanting in front of the Rath. When Rupa Goswami heard a verse uttered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during the ceremony, he immediately composed another verse dealing with the same subject. I have already described all these incidents, and that was in Madhyalila chapters 1 and 2, by the way. But I still wish to add briefly something more. Generally, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited a verse while dancing and chanting before the Rath. But no one knew why he was reciting that particular verse. Only Swarup Damodar Goswami knew the purpose for which the Lord recited the verse. Because, Rupal, how many intimate associates did Lord Chaitanya have? Yes. So, Swarup Damodar? Ramananda Roy? Shiki Mahiti? No, you already said Sudam. Shiki Mahiti's sister, Madhavi Devi, she's the half. And don't get into a whole thing. Why are women only half? I ain't going there. Okay? So those are the three and a half intimate. So, yes, Swarup Damodar, he could understand. According to the Lord's attitude, he used to quote other verses to enable the Lord to relish the mellows. By the way, even in the Christian Bible, they have this concept. And it's even in the Bhagavatam. Even the Bhagavatam says Lakshmi is the better half of Narayan. Okay, it's even there. And in the Bible, it says that when God created man, Adam, out of dirt, he took a rib from Adam and created the first woman, Eve. So even in the Bible, they have this concept. Don't blame me, okay? It's not my fault. I didn't write this stuff. All right, so here's the verse. Ya kumara hara sa eva hi varasta eva chaitra kshapas te chon milita malati surabhaya praudha kadambalinala sa chaivasmi tatapi tatra sudata vyapara lila vidhau reva rodasi vetasi tarutale cheta sumukantatate. That very personality who stole my heart during my youth is now again my master. These are the same moonlit nights of the month of Chaitra. The same fragrance of Malati flowers is there, and the same sweet breezes are blowing from the Kadamba forest. In our intimate relationship, I am also the same lover. Yet still my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to that place on the bank of the Reva, under the Vetasi tree. That is my desire. This is the verse recited by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, in the drama of Rath Yatra, the devotees are pulling the cart. Where are they supposedly pulling the cart? To Vrindavan. Now, what role is Lord Chaitanya playing? Yes, Radharani bringing. So, Jagannath Puri represents Kurukshetra, the incident of the solar eclipse. So, this is the verse Lord Chaitanya is reciting. While he's pulling the cart and dancing and chanting, he's in the mood of Radharani. So, notice what it says. But my mind is not happy here. I am eager to go back to the place on the bank of the river. In other words, she doesn't like Kurukshetra, which is what I was saying before. She wants Govinda, Krishna, back in Vrindavan. All right, text number... I am your servant.
No, you are not my servant.
I am your servant.
But I prefer yes to be
I am your servant.
It's okay.
It's okay. Of course, you don't even have to ask. You order. You order. Are we going to do Damodarashtak?
Yes.
All right. Rupal, you're going to sing?
Sure.
All right.